May we in all things follow the teachings of Peter and Paul, who taught the church the beginnings of true religion. That's what our opening prayer for Mass has asked us, that we become mindful of the teachings of Peter and Paul, who rooted and deeply fed the religion of the early church and the beginnings of the church. But in order to follow someone, in order to follow their teachings, to imitate them, we have to really investigate where they've come from. We don't follow strangers. We only follow people we trust. So in order that, let's dive in. Let's dive into the scriptures and see who Peter and Paul are. So Peter is first called Simon. And he's a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. He probably owned a small boat, go out and fish daily. We know that he is a terrible fisherman from the scriptures because he's out fishing. There's two times in the scriptures where he's out fishing and he catches zilch, big, fat, nothing. And it's only when he goes out fishing with Jesus does he catch anything. And he meets Jesus. He meets Jesus there on his work, on his daily life. It says in Mark's gospel, it says, Jesus went to pass by the Sea of Galilee. That phrase comes from the book of Exodus, where God and Moses are about to interact. And when Moses is on the mountain, it says that God passed by Moses. So Mark, in his gospel, is trying to show us that on the Sea of Galilee, in his ordinary daily life, that Jesus walks up to Peter and passes him by, not so he can be like, see you later, dude, but to pass him by so that he can encounter him. And when asked in our gospel today, who do people say that I am? It's Peter that joyfully responds. Because why? Not because he formulated this idea on his own and came up with some mathematical equation that gave him the answer. Oh, you're the Christ. No, because it says he listened to the Father. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But unfortunately, as we advance in the story of the life of Peter, on Good Friday, something horrific happens. Something really terrible happens because these people approach Peter, who is warming himself by a fire. And they say, hey, aren't you one of those Galileans that follows the Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ, somebody, somebody? And he's like, I have no idea who you're talking about. I do not even know the man. After 3 years of living and walking around with Jesus, that's how he responds. Now, our other figure today is Saul of Tarsus, a Roman citizen and a zealous Pharisee of Pharisees. He's a hot-blooded, passionate man. He's educated by the greatest rabbi in Jewish history, Gamaliel. Now, Gamaliel required all of his students to memorize the scriptures from beginning to end. And if you couldn't memorize the scriptures, you were not his student. The best of the best studied under Gamaliel. And it's this youthful, zealous, hot-blooded lover of the law that inspired him to starting to kill Christians. He even had a permission slip to drag Christians out of their home and kill them. He gave permission to have Stephen, the very first deacon, stoned to death by rocks. Now, let's go back to the opening prayer again and listen to these words. May we in all things follow the teachings of Peter and Paul, who taught the church the beginnings of true religion. There's a little problem with that statement, don't you think? May we in all things follow Peter and Paul, who he'd stoned somebody to death and denied Jesus. So from right now, at this current moment in their life where we've reached, there is no way that these two guys are good examples to follow. I mean, if you do that, you end up one with no friends and two in jail. They're not good examples. So what changed? What changed in the life of Peter and Paul, or Saul and Simon? What changed in their lives? Both of them met the risen Lord Jesus Christ. That is the game changer in both of their stories. Both of their stories, okay, they got sinner past, but boom, they meet the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Peter on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus is there by a fire once again, warming himself. And instead of saying, "I do not know the man," three times, now Jesus asks him, "Do you love me?" three times. And Saul, who was